Hello. Welcome. In this episode, we're going to ask a simple question. And this is the simple question in terms of like nerd culture. And that question is, as you can see in the title, are we in a new era? That's it. That's the question. I'm going to answer it in full and kind of break it down what that means. And yeah, that's pretty much it. It is a solo episode. It is just me, you and I, the listener, just talking to you, my thoughts on this new era for nerd culture, as well as what I've been doing lately and plans for the future. And yeah, that's it. That's the episode. Might be a lot shorter than usual. So we will see. I'm excited for this. I've been wanting to do more solo episodes lately. And here we are. So with that being said, let's cue the music.
Welcome to Don't Evolve Me.
Hello, and welcome to Don't Evolve Me, the place like Ash Ketchum's Pikachu. We don't evolve, we just level up. And for everybody watching me doing this, not just listening, I am wearing lots of Timberwolves gear. We just won yesterday at 420. It was great. Unfortunately, I didn't get to play the game or watch the game because I was playing D&D, and you guys will hear that episode shortly, hopefully in a few weeks, if not sooner than that. But yes, go Wolves. We won a lot, so that's why I'm wearing lots of Timberwolves gear. Minnesota fan. So yes, welcome. As you heard in the introduction, we are doing, I am asking the question, are we in a new era? And yeah, hold on, one second. Discord's going crazy and going all over the place. So yes, big question here. Are we in a new era? And I'm going to wait before I answer it because I kind of want to go through everything that I've been going through lately. And then we're going to answer that question because once I dive in, I'm diving in. It's the ADHD in me. I either get distracted or I'm heavily focused. So let's get to it. There is no guess. It is just me, you, and I, the listener, and the host. So what have I been nerding out to lately? I feel like I answered the same. My answer to this question is the same as always. It's One Piece, when I can. I've been slowing down a lot. Just got to Dressrosa. It's a great show. Like, once you get hooked, you are hooked. I can't stress it enough because I hear the same thing when I bring up One Piece and how far I'm into it. They're like, wow, that's a commitment. 1,100 episodes, like, that's a commitment. And it is. It is a commitment. But it's damn worth it, right? Like, it's like marriage, you know? Like, yeah, a lifetime's a long time, but when you find the right person, it really isn't that long. It's great. You love all of it. And that's kind of like One Piece, right? Like, it's wifey material, so to speak. Like, it is worthy of a show. It is great. It is a ride. And I honestly, I don't find myself taking too long of breaks with it because I've been always wanting to just watch more One Piece. And yeah, it's going to be my answer until we catch up. And I'm excited for when the show finally ends. And I'm hoping that I get close enough where like I can like get into that what's going to happen and start doing that type of talk. The other thing I've been always answering, like my answer to this, is Baldur's Gate, because Baldur's Gate is like kind of like the One Piece of video games. Reminds me of Red Redemption 2. It's just a really long campaign, but it's so good. It's worth it. But you really have to like dive in for like days at a time to get like much progress done. Cause like one battle can take like an hour. It's very much like D&D in that way. But what I love about it is one, it's D&D for like on the video game format, but it's very much that like, it feels like every time you play, you're like moving forward the campaign, but it's like a way to play D&D without anyone else having to play with you, because you have like, you are the party, and it's kind of great. So the other thing I put on my list of what I'm nerding out to is D&D. We just did Dungeons and Dragons campaign yesterday. I get to play as Turlo Rolo Edwards III Esquire, and it was a lot of fun. I've been really into D&D. I'm gonna be playing more just for fun. In the upcoming weeks, I'm going to play a different character that is not Turlo. It's going to be more serious, and I'm excited to play it. I'm just excited to play it for fun rather than entertainment. But I have plans in the future. I really want to make a D&D campaign that's like Pokemon based. And that's something I want to like produce. It's something I want to move in the forward. Like, I feel bad because like, I don't even want to like DM it. I just want to play it because as a fan, I'm like, the idea that I have in my head sounds fun and I want to just play it, but like I made it. So I got to DM it. But I'm excited to share it with everybody because I've been working on this project for a few years now, and I kind of took a break once I started the podcast, but realized that like, if I can make it work and we can find a way to produce it, it's going to be gold. And I'm excited to share it with you guys once the project is done and I figure out the how. Other things that I've been nerding out to is Star Wars. I watched Solo and Rogue One recently. Actually, this week's episode was supposed to be a state of review for Solo and Rogue One. I'm excited for that episode. We weren't able to record it this week, unfortunately. That was my bad. When you get burnout from other life things, it's hard to do a podcast and it's hard to do it well. But yeah, Star Wars, look out for that. Me and Donald are going to go through it. And then Acolyte's coming out this summer. So a lot more Star Wars news is happening. As well as my sister, for the first time ever, has watched Star Wars and has agreed to share her opinion of Star Wars on the show. And I'm excited to have her on for the first time. For those who don't know, my sister Haley is married to often guest Michael. So it's going to be fun to finally have her on as a guest. Yeah, and then it's going to be hopefully soon. She's very determined to watch Clone Wars before episode 3. So I've tried to convince her otherwise, saying I don't think it's worth it. I don't think it's worth the wait because like episode 1, 2, and 3 are like it's meant to be watched 1, 2, 3. Clone Wars is kind of like ancillary. I don't know. Like it's very much an offset, but she's determined. And you know what? I'm kind of proud of that determinedness because I like that is one way that I've never actually watched Star Wars because I'm not going to watch all of Clone Wars just before I watch a movie, but hey, good for her. Two other things that I've been nerding out on, a lot's happening. Avatar, The Last Airbender, been watching book 3 recently. Book 3 is amazing, may be my favorite, and that's spoiler for the next episode because we're doing state of review for Avatar, The Last Airbender for book 3. Pretty shortly here. I would say hopefully we get it done in May, if not June. So it should be coming out in May, June. That's what I would suspect. I haven't finished up yet. Probably won't finish up this week. Probably will finish up the next week after that. So I'm guessing sometime in May, hopefully. Two other things, too. The other big thing is Warhammer, doing the tournament, doing WoW Fest with Tom again. So, and Brandon's going to be very much like our person. We've been working on the armies, we've been working on painting, they're looking great. Tom's doing great work. My work is trash, I will admit it. My painting skills is not that great, so but Tom's painting skills is amazing, so is Brandon's. But yeah, really excited for that, really excited for the tournament, really excited to see Brandon play as our army, the Necrons. You can see it like kind of in the background. I'm trying to see if I could point to it. Right there, we got the Necron books that is ready to go for June. So yeah, really excited for that. And that's pretty much like the last thing I want to talk about too is I've been really into TikTok lately, trying to get that going and moving forward as well. And one of the big things that I have announced is we're going to do a tournament starting tomorrow. Figure out the ultimate Pokemon game. And I say tomorrow, I mean like yesterday, because technically I'm doing this on Sunday, releasing it Tuesday. So it's already started. Please check out TikTok. It is there. We're doing the Pokemon tournament. We're figuring out what is the ultimate game for each region. And then we're going to do, I think, either an 8 or 16 like teams bracket. And I'm excited for that. And I have committed to do Gen 2. I don't know when yet, but committed to do Gen 2. I'm just really excited because I feel like I found maybe my avenue for TikTok, and I have a lot of plans that are just brewing in my head. I really want to do the draft style again, Pokemon draft style that we did last summer with Isaac and Brian, and kind of just putting that more into TikTok as well as podcasts, because I feel like there might be a gold idea as well. All right, moving on. Let's get into the news.
It's time for a news quickie. Oh, yeah.
All right, not a whole lot of news, just a little bit. Fallout Season 2 has been officially confirmed and in production. When will that come out? Probably not another 2 years, unfortunately. But yeah, Fallout Season 2 is definitely happening. I don't think anyone's surprised by that. That show has been a hit and honestly is basically the reason for this episode. I almost made a Fallout like Season 2 prediction episode. That might come anyway. I think I want to play more Fallout New Vegas before we do that. But yeah, Fallout Season 2 has been confirmed and it's coming out. Next big news. This is what I was excited about, like really, really excited about. Probably like the best news of the week, and that is my favorite, Invincible Season 4 and 5. Not Season 3, mind you. That Season 4 and 5 have been confirmed. It is updated. We're getting at least 5 seasons of Invincible. I'm excited for it. This show is amazing. The comic's amazing. A lot of like star celebrity cameos that are actually like really, really good. I'm just excited that this story got the love that it deserved, the writing that it deserved, the like the care, the details. And I'm excited that not only we're getting Season 3, we're getting Season 4 and 5. I'm happy that Amazon made this commitment, because this show is amazing. It is a wonderful show. I think everybody should check it out. Because it is a great story. It's, yeah, I'm just happy. Like, it's the news that made me happy. I should do a Season 3, like, update, like, spoilers. This is what I think is going to happen. 4 and 5, try to pin everything together, but, like, there's big stuff that is happening. And there was some updates, too, with Robert Kirkman, who's talking about Season 3, that every episode of Season 3 is going to be, like, a finale of sorts, because there's so much stuff that's just kind of, like, exploding, because Season 2 was kind of set up. And I felt that way with Invincible. Season 1 was kind of like, think of Game of Thrones Season 1, where, yeah, you have this buildup, but, like, at the end of Season 1, there's this huge, just, like, change of landscape that's surprising, it's fresh, and you're just like, damn. And you're like, what's going to happen after that? And then Season 2 is, like, kind of like a retelling, a new story that's laying the groundwork for a lot of different things. And then Season 2, for me, it was like I believe I gave it a 4, whereas Season 1 was like a 4+, 5 minus. Season 2 for me was just a solid 4. Man, Season 3 is, there's a lot of big things happening, and I'm excited for it. At least if they're following the comics, and from what Robert Kirkman said, there is going to be, it's going to be like a finale each episode. The other big news, Stardew Valley is getting an update. It doesn't seem like that big of a news, but like Stardew Valley is one of those games when you, like, at least when you're NeuroDivergent, when you play, you're in. Like, it's not just a, hey, this is like, it's a fun game, you know, you can play here and there. It's like, no, you're in, you're a farmer now, a digital farmer. And it's great. Apparently there's a new quest line in Stardew Valley, new story, new telling. Just thought it was interesting that I want to bring up. One of those games that, like, when I played it, and I played it like 2 or 3 times, got hooked, and it's always a blast. It really is, but it does take over life, at least in my experience. All right, last little bit thing. TikTok might be banned soon. That was the biggest news recently. It's kind of installed in Senate. I don't talk a whole lot of politics in this, and like the reasons for TikTok is, I feel like, very disingenuous. It's really just they say it's more national security. I feel it's more blocking of information, because, like, it's not an American government that is, you know, blocking or, you know, disallowing what communication is happening. Either way, it's big news for this channel, because I've been doing a lot more TikTok stuff and starting to build community on there. So it's unfortunate that it might be banned soon. Plans, if it does get banned and it is pushed through, we'll just move on to other sites. YouTube probably be the biggest one that I'll be pushing forward. Facebook, Meta, I guess. Instagram. I'm confused like why both of them have different reels. But yeah, either way, Don't Evolve Me will find a way to like, we'll adapt, we'll evolve, even though it doesn't make sense in the name. All right, let's get into the big topic, the big question. Are we in a new era? I believe we are. I believe we are done with the era of superheroes. And you can tell on my wall. Really big fan of it. And I believe we are entering into the era of video game adaptations. That's right. I'm saying it here. It's already done. We are done with the superhero era. And we are moving into the video game adaptation era. Or we're already there. Let's lay it out. All right. Superheroes. Before there were superheroes, it was very much like the book adaptations, right? The young adult novels. It was Harry Potter. It was Twilight. It was every other novel, novella that they tried to make an adaptation and probably failed afterwards. And then after that, it was very much the superhero era with MCU. Iron Man was a hit, Captain America. And then once Avengers took the stage, and we in the same year, we got Spider-Man 2, Amazing Spider-Man 2, and Dark Knight Rises, even though those movies weren't as like great critically as Avengers. Like, that was the year that it was like, yep, the superhero era is here. Every other company is going to be trying to make that. And that's what ended up happening, right? We got one big success in the MCU, and we moved into the era of superheroes. And we got it with DCEU, you know, Man of Steel, Batman vs. Superman. They tried, like the Warner Brothers tried to make their MCU. You see that with Fox, Deadpool, X-Men. They tried to like make their own universe. Amazing Spider-Man tried it for a while. All these different companies trying to replicate the success of the MCU. But what happened since then, right? We got phase one, we got phase two, we got phase three of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It was great. It was wonderful. Wonderful experience. And I really wish I was like, I really wish that I got on this podcast train back then, like right after high school. I probably wouldn't be as good as I was back then. But I really wish I was in that era because it was fun. And then one other miss that I had is the Arrowverse with Arrow, Flash, Legends of Tomorrow, that whole universe as well tried to replicate what the MCU did. And arguably Arrow, I guess, was there, I guess, like a little bit before it really popped off with the MCU. But now we're in a new era, right? We are in the video game adaptation era. And I think after the last big success of Fallout, and trust me, Fallout was huge. Like, everybody's been talking or playing Fallout recently. And I feel like I should definitely be jumping more on that train of Fallout, because I do really enjoy those games. New Vegas is one of my favorite games of like all time. I think more companies are going to be more willing to try video game adaptations and doing it the right way. Because Fallout, by and large, did it the right way. And the right way being, and Last of Us did this too, as well as other video games adaptations, where they the original creators are a part of it. They're not being fancy or cute with the writing. It's very much, hey, we are going to make the game, or we're going to very much make the TV show or the movie as much as a video game as possible. And for like all of us fans out there, all of us video game players, it's like, oh, no shit. Duh. Like, why is that hard? This is what we wanted in the first place. Like, it seems obvious, right? It seems obvious that if you were going to adapt something as a video game, you would put it onto a movie or a TV show. And like, you take as much as you can, right? Obviously, you have to make changes over a medium, right? You have to make changes where it works, right? You can't just make a video game because video game is very much a POV experience, right? You have to make changes. But in the past, it really seems like there's a lot of leeway with creators, right? There's a lot of, hey, we're gonna take this game, we're gonna put the name on it, but we're gonna tell our own story, we're gonna do what we think is best, we're gonna make it our own. And there's nothing necessarily wrong with that. However, it's not, if you don't take the big part of the video game, what made it great in that style, then it's not the video game, right? Like Fallout, for example, felt like Fallout. Like, the game has a very aesthetic to it. It's very 50s. It's futuristic, but old. It is serious material on top of a lot of jokes, right? It's, the characters are goofy, they're funny, but there's also this hint of seriousness to it since it is like post-apocalypse. It is a lot of death, a lot of mature themes, but it's goofy, right? The cars have a certain feel to the universe. There's not a lot of vehicles. There's a lot of like lore to the world of Fallout. And when you took the TV show, it's not like the game, because it's not like you're one vault dweller. It's not like you're one courier. It's three characters, right? And there's a lot of like flashbacks in this world. But anytime, you know, we go to watch the TV show, it feels like Fallout. The sounds are the same. The sound effects from the Pip-Boy, Rads, like it all sounds like Fallout. The world, the cars look like Fallout. The locations are from the Fallout world. It feels like a Fallout story. It feels authentic. It feels real. As well as it tells a new tale. It's its own story. It's not a retelling. It is a new story in the Fallout world, but it's adding new lore to it. And there's so many great things. Let me back up a little bit, because I'm losing track. It seems like the obvious when it comes to video game world or video game adaptations. It seems like this is like the home run hit that we've all fans have been asking for a while. And studios finally see that there is a huge demand for it, on top of the fact that like if you do it right, the money will be there. The amount of money to be made is there, not just for the TV show, for the video game itself. Fallout right now is one of the most heavily watched TV shows out there. On top of the fact that Fallout 76 is being played, is one of the most played games right now. Fallout itself, as in like nerd culture, is being talked about a lot. I keep seeing streams on TikTok or other reels of people just playing Fallout and just like going to Fallout 3, going to Fallout New Vegas, and just taking clips of like the crazy things that happen. Like, it seems obvious, like studios, this is what people want. And now you could be, I know the argument for, oh, we're not there yet, we're not in this new world. No, we're already there. You don't even know it yet. 2-3 years from now, you'll be like, oh, wow, COVID was the split. COVID was like the end of the MCU, end of the superhero era, and the beginning of the video game adaptation. Here's why, right? Castlevania and I believe League of Legends both have a successful TV show on Netflix. I believe they're animated. I could be wrong. Last of Us, huge hit last year, right? Feels like forever ago since it came out. Season 2 is coming out, I believe, either next year or the year after that. That's going to be huge once it drops. Twisted Metal wasn't a show that a lot of people were asking for. Huge hit. Because it felt fresh. It felt like the Twisted Metal of the 90s. And it was fun. It was just a genuinely a fun show that was a surprise. No one really expected much from it. And it was just a fun video game adaptation. We are already here, folks. Super Mario Bros. And you can make the argument, too, that it's not just video game adaptation. It's just adaptations in general. It's just kind of like, this is the era we're in. Dungeons & Dragons is, you know, had an adaptation movie. One Piece and Avatar got remakes from the anime. I know they're different things, but like, I think studios are realizing that adaptations done correctly have a huge like profit margin. There is a huge, I'm trying to think, I'm blinking on the word potential. That's the word. ADHD is a bitch sometimes, guys. A huge potential for revenue, huge potential for interest. And we're kind of coming down off superheroes. And studios are looking for new things to pitch. And like after Fallout, it's coming. So last year, we made an episode. And it was video game adaptations. Like, I just watched Twisted Metal. We just watched The Last of Us. I believe I did with Michael. And we talked about all these different adaptations that we could do. And I listed 5 adaptations that I wanted to see. Fallout wasn't on there, but Fallout was already in the works. And the adaptations that I wrote was Dead Space, Red Dead Redemption, either 1 or 2, Mass Effect, Crash, and Spyro. Those are the 5 that I listed. These would be great if they were expanded upon. And we already have a few that's on the way. There was rumors that Tomb Raider was going to be reworked, I believe, with Amazon. God of War is in the process. It is being written right now from the last I checked. That game is going to be huge. Like, that's like Last of Us adaptation. Like, that's a great story in itself. I can't imagine like the visual effects that would come from a game or a TV show like that. And Amazon's producing it, from last I heard. Like, those... that show would be huge. Spyro, Crash, just movies or TV shows, like those would be huge hits, mostly for kids, kind of like very much in the same way as like Super Mario Bros. I think these movies would be great. I think kids would love these two characters. They're very cartoony. It would work. Mass Effect, I feel like Mass Effect should already be a TV show, because that story, those characters are interesting, and it would span, like, Mass Effect feels like Game of Thrones and Star Wars mixed together in a video game format. Like, it feels like that would have been a great TV show, because one game could be a few seasons, the second game could be a few seasons, the third game could be a few seasons, on top of the fact that there's potential story for afterwards. Red Dead Redemption is already a cinematic adventure. Like, that Red Dead Redemption is just a great, like, Western game that would be a great Western series. Dead Space would just be a great horror movie. So I'm looking at all these games, and I looked at it. There was another Screen Rant had an article of, like, 10 games they would like to see after Fallout. BioShock is one of them. I was never big on, like, the BioShock story, but let's be fair. Like, that world of, like, steampunk underwater, that's exciting. The lore is interesting. And the twist at the end of BioShock 1 would get casuals reeling. It really would. Other they put on there is Legend of Zelda, live action format. Honestly, I don't know if I want a live action Zelda. I think, and it's in the works. Live action Zelda is in the works. I feel like this would be a great animated movie, honestly, or TV show. I think Legend of Zelda with Link, Zelda, you can either do the older stories or Breath of the Wild. Like, I feel like there is a lot of potential for Zelda as well. They listed Red Dead. Not going to talk about it. It would be great. Red Dead Redemption 2, then Red Redemption 1. Like, that could be one series as a whole. They listed Fortnite as an option. And I've played a Fortnite a few times. I don't know what story they could be told. However, seeing like a cartoony battle royale play live or like in an animated format would be exciting. And there's a lot of kids who love Fortnite. There's a lot of adults who love Fortnite. Fortnite would be a hit. Even if it sucked, it would be a hit. If they could make this movie like the Lego movie, we're in for a treat. And I would watch it. I surely would. It's not a game that like I'm hoping for. But honestly, if I was a studio developer, I would look at Fortnite as, like, I would be trying to get that property to make it, because there is probably going to be a lot of fans for it. Other ones, Until Dead, haven't played it. I really don't know the story. Looks like a zombie game. I don't know. I haven't really played it. Apex Legends, heard of it. Haven't really played it. I know there's a lot of fans. A lot of people would be excited to see it. Crash Bandicoot, they listed. That was one of my ideas. God of War, already listed. Overwatch and Cyberpunk 2077. Two games I haven't played, but I heard great stories. Again, like the other ones I listed before, they have a huge fan base. A lot of people would be interested in those games. On top of the fact that you got to think about this too, right? What's happening with Fallout right now, right? Fallout, there's no new game upcoming in a while, like a long, long while. But this TV show came out, and they presented it as Fallout 5. Done it right. Now there's a lot of people playing Fallout. So video game studios, they're probably looking at this like, oh, if we make a successful TV show or movie, we might get more people into our games. Right? Think One Piece live action. I watched it. My friend Brandon watched it. A lot of other people watched that. It was like, wow, this is an exciting world. Wait, there's more? And then they watch the animated series and you're like, oh damn, that's great, wonderful. You were watching for months talking about it in podcasts throughout time. There is this type of movement going on where if you present something in a really great way, people are going to go back and see what's already out there. And I can really see Nintendo doing this. And I think Nintendo is already planning on doing this. Nintendo's the other one that I'm just like, watch out for them. They already have Super Mario Bros. That was a hit. I don't even think that movie was that great. I think I rated it as like a 3+. Like, it was a good movie. It was a good Easter egg. It's a fun movie to put on the background for kids to watch. When we watch it the first time, you're like, wow, this is great. This is amazing. Like, some of the effects are really cool. It's fun to see Mario. It's fun to see all of it. But after like the second or third time, you're like, this movie is okay, right? But, man, could you imagine if Nintendo was like, we're going to make the Nintendo universe. We're going to make Legend of Zelda. We're going to make Donkey Kong. We're going to make Kirby. We're going to put Pokemon in here. And then to cap it all together, Smash Bros. Like, wouldn't that not be a hit? Is this not a universe that we're not going into? Like, how is Nintendo not looking at this? Like, we have so much property that we can make into movies or TV shows, make this great meetup adventure, call it Super Smash Bros., and have it be our Avengers, our worldwide event that breaks records, like Endgame records. Avengers Endgame, for those who didn't catch that. Like, I see a lot of potential there. On top of the fact that, like, how do you get people into your video games? You give them a new medium. You know, like, how many people are going to be like, ooh, Donkey Kong? That was a great movie. Oh, there's a new Donkey game coming out? Yeah, I want to buy it because that was a great movie. Let's play the game, see how it is. Kirby, same thing, right? You make a Kirby movie. Make it really cute. Make Kirby, like, this really strong, cute little guy. Release a game around the same time, maybe like 6 months later, maybe even like a couple months later. Boom. A lot of people are like, oh, that movie was kind of fun. Let's check out the game. Makes a lot of sense. And so for those who are wondering, we're in a new era. I don't think we realized it yet. I think Fallout is going to be the catalyst that makes it stay. But now there's a new question being asked. After that, is the superhero era actually over? And I think it depends on how you look at it, right? Are superhero movies done? No. They're here to stay. They're going to stay for a while. And honestly, I think we're always going to have superhero movies until my lifetime. Or until, you know, World War III happens and everything gets nuked and we're in a Fallout apocalypse. One of the two. So, let's look at like the superhero universe, right? Right now, we're in 2024. the MCU is pretty much like holding itself back, right? We just had the writer's strike. We just had COVID. Everything seems like it's kind of coming. It's slow to come out. We're not doing 4 movies, 3 TV shows. Like, I think Marvel's realized, yeah, we can't oversaturate everything, because if we're not making great content, people aren't going to watch it. They're not that desperate for superhero stuff, because there's superhero stuff everywhere, right? Invincible, we just talked about it. The Boys coming out soon. We're going to be doing The Boys state of review. Like, there's a lot of superhero, like, our superhero, like, we're getting fulfilled superhero wise. X-Men, I know that's technically MCU, or I guess Marvel. Invincible, like, we have that fill. We're good. But here's the thing. Deadpool's coming out. Deadpool's great. Our wanting for more superhero movies might tick up. If the DCU, they come out in 2025, Superman's a hit, and like the first couple of movies of the DCU is a hit, maybe it restarts the superhero universe. MCU, if they bring in mutants and we get this like awesome mutant storyline. And I feel like a lot of people are asking for a really good X-Men movie storyline universe. I think that has a lot of potential. Amazon, Invincible, doing great. The Boys, doing great. Like, superheroes are still here. They're here to stay. But I believe the era of them dominating movie theaters, dominating the nerd culture talk, I think it's over. Like, I don't think we're not going to get that era back. Like, it's MCU phase 1, 2, 3. It's DCU floundering. It's Fox and X-Men floundering. Like, I think we're done. Maybe we're not. We will see. But either way, I'm excited for the video game adaptation era. I'm excited to see it unfold. I'm excited to see more studios actually adapting video games the right way. Like, imagine if Uncharted was done the right way. Tom Holland's not Nathan Drake. It's somebody who actually looks like Nathan Drake, who actually sounds like Nathan Drake. That's a video game series that could be done really, really well. Tomb Raider, if it was done really, really well and to the video game, would be great. A lot of potential here. So, 36 minutes. This might be my shortest episode ever that wasn't a demi. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I don't have a whole lot more. I think I'm going to save what I have left for another episode, because it doesn't really fit into it. I'm just going to talk why I quit Pokemon Go. But yeah, let me know. Video game era. Maybe I'll make a TikTok video right here now, and we'll post it on there. All right. Video game era adaptation. New era. Are we here? Is it going to be a new era? Are we done? Let me know. In the comments, let me know on my social media pages. Check me out on Facebook. Check me out on TikTok. Check me out on X. Let me know. Are we in a new era? Are we in the video game adaptations? Or are we still in the superhero era? Or is it something else entirely? I don't know. All right, let me know. I'm out. Thanks, guys.